Welcome to Water Solutions, where ChemAqua puts 100 years of water treatment knowledge and experience on display.
Hi, my name is Susan, and today's podcast will be about neutralizing amine use in hospital steam boilers, regulations and compliance. Our thanks to Dan Weimer for authoring this article. Hospitals use steam boilers to meet a variety of needs, including domestic hot water, space heating, food preparation, sterilization, and humidification. The use of water treatment compounds called neutralizing amines can be a source of confusion, especially where plant steam is used for humidification and sterilization. Recently updated standards provide clear guidance on neutralizing amine use in hospital steam boiler systems. What are neutralizing amines? Without proper treatment, steam condensate will become acidic and can cause severe corrosive damage to the condensate return system. Neutralizing amines are volatile compounds that control corrosion by neutralizing the corrosive carbonic acid that forms in the condensate. This acid forms due to the thermal decomposition of the natural alkalinity of the boiler makeup water. Neutralizing amines are essential for effectively controlling corrosion, but they must be properly applied and monitored to meet regulatory guidelines. There are some key standards and regulations that govern the use of neutralizing amines in hospital steam boilers. ASHRAE-ASHI Standard 170-2013, Ventilation of Healthcare Facilities, specifies that additives used in steam systems which serve humidifiers in healthcare facilities must comply with U.S. FDA Regulation 21 CFR 173-310. These FDA regulations define the boiler water additives, including neutralizing amines, that are approved for use in boilers where the steam comes in direct contact with food. AMI ST-79-2017, Comprehensive Guide to Steam Sterilization and Sterility Assurance in Healthcare Facilities, provides recommended practices for steam quality, steam purity, and monitoring for effective steam sterilization. AMI ST-79 dictates that only FDA-approved boiler additives be used and provides recommendations for boiler chemical application and monitoring. Where condensate system corrosion cannot be controlled without exceeding those FDA-regulated maximum amine levels, a dealkalizer or reverse osmosis system may be necessary to reduce the makeup water alkalinity. AMI ST-79 also requires that boiler additives, including amines, always be injected into the boiler feed water and specifically states that amines should not be injected into the steam header or the steam lines. Adding the amine product to the feed water tank or deaerator helps ensure good dilution in a large volume of water prior to steam generation. When the feed water eventually turns to steam, the amine concentration will be much more consistent, regardless of the steaming rate, condensate return, which boiler is online, where the steam flows, etc. Since amine dosage requirements are a direct function of how much natural alkalinity enters the boiler system via the makeup water, it is recommended that they be fed in direct proportion to boiler makeup water usage. Any facility that requires FDA/USDA approval should feed amines to the feed water to ensure consistent distribution. Other industries that use steam for humidification, such as laboratories, textiles, semiconductors, electronics, etc., would fall under the same guidelines. Although adding amine to the feed water instead of the steam will result in some loss due to venting and blowdown, that amount is usually minor. Monitoring neutralizing amine levels. To confirm compliance with FDA/USDA regulations, a condensed steam sample should be periodically taken for laboratory analysis to determine the neutralizing amine levels. The steps to collect and submit these samples include: 1. Collect the steam sample directly from the steam header or steam line, which is located before any steam traps or vented receivers. Condensate samples will not provide representative test results. 2. Use a steam cooler or cooling coil to completely condense the steam sample. No flashing. Flush sample to drain for 15 minutes prior to collection. 3. Fill a clean plastic sample bottle to the top, allowing a slide overflow. Cap immediately, taking care to ensure there is no headspace of air above the liquid. 4. Label sample bottle, identifying the specific amines to be tested. Promptly ship to testing laboratory. ChemAqua has the capabilities, experience, and expertise to help you protect your building water systems and stay in compliance with key regulations. To view this podcast as a blog, or to learn more about how we can help you protect your systems, visit our website at www.chemaqua.com.